branding is so important. Like RuPaul says, you should know who you are and deliver it at all times.
Welcome to Learning From Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they've adjusted their lives post-graduation, including stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. Created by the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. I'm your host, Megan Finnerty, and today I'm talking with Sam Laubach. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on. So a little bit about our guest. Sam graduated from ASU in 2020 as a film and media studies major. They did it all online while based in New York City. And since graduation, Sam has worked in branding with creative agencies and in market research startups.
Yes. So I am currently a full-time brand strategist at Siegel & Gale, which is a global strategic branding firm. Throughout my career so far, I've gotten to work with brands like IBM, TikTok, Hertz, Frito-Lay, just like a couple that people have heard of, and then several that people haven't yet heard of. I also manage consultant partnerships for Do the Work, which is an organization with the mission to increase queer creativity and share of voice in the advertising industry. So that's kind of my side gig. And then in my remaining spare time, I do stand up and I am a devoted cat dad.
Sounds like you're an expert at brand building. So for people who haven't heard about that before, would you just mind explaining what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. So a brand is, historically, right? It was a symbol that was put on livestock. And it's very much the same today. A brand is everything that encompasses a company or an individual. There's lots of different elements of it. At its core, a brand is a simple promise that's carried out through everything a brand does. But there's lots of elements. It's how the brand talks. It's how the brand looks. If you're talking about Campbell's soup, if Campbell's is the brand, right? It's how the can looks. It's all of these elements work together and make up your brand. And that's how, your customer is able to recognize you on the shelf. That's how they're able to talk about you to their friends. One thing I've heard is it's your racing stripes on your car that makes you be able to pick it out in the parking lot. So that is very simply what a brand is. It encompasses a lot.
So when I think of brand, I think of Coca-Cola, Starbucks, I think of companies, but now it's also important that people have personal brands. I mean, I think of the Kardashians or I think of Taylor Swift. I'm assuming that you have a brand or brands. What are they and how did you start developing them?
Yes, absolutely. So I absolutely do have a brand or brands. Professional brand is something that I sort of started coming about organically as I was coming to the end of my college career and as I was going out into the world looking for jobs. One question that you get asked a lot in interviews is, tell me about yourself. And that is, if you don't have a brand, the hardest question, because maybe you know things about yourself, right? But how do you deliver that information in a focused way? And so what was happening was I kept getting asked that question. My own brand, I've really centered it around the ideas of people, puzzles, and performance. So with people, that's an interest in people, a curiosity about people. I am fascinated by what people are up to, whether that's like looking out my window at the street right now and seeing what people are up to or watching way too much reality TV. I'm really fascinated by that. In terms of puzzles, with stand-up, that's all about making connections that you might not see. That's the puzzle. It's trying to figure out how to cook. I have these ingredients in the house. Like, what can I make? The only puzzles I actually don't like are the like 1,000-piece puzzles. I find those very frustrating. But other than that, I love puzzles. And that last piece is performance. For me, I love talking in front of people. You know, when you ask me like, will you do a podcast? I'm like, sure, like I'll talk. Yeah. You know, that is very much something that I enjoy. It is core to who I am. So those three things, I was speaking with a mentor of mine, and he actually was the first person who hired me in my field. And he was asking me to kind of tell him my story. And those were three themes that he picked up on from kind of like the rambling, like poorly crafted brand that I had created for myself. And then once I had that back, what he heard from me was those things. I'm like, oh, okay. So now I frame my experience through this lens. And it's really focused. And that's been really, really helpful for me.
You're making me think that I really need to start thinking mine out and that it might be helpful to have somebody else. So how would you encourage me to develop my brand identity?
It's so helpful to have a sounding board. So if you're trying to do this yourself, like absolutely do this with a friend, like truly, because they're going to hear or even like answer some questions into a tape recorder and listen to it back. But it's questions like, what do you like? What do you dislike? How would your friends and family describe you? You probably have a brand and you might not even know about it, you know? And even things like, what are you good at? What makes you unique? In a business sense, it's what makes you unique compared to other people in your field. That's when it's valuable there. And then another question is, what would you like to be known for? You know, it's a message that you're putting out. It's a simple promise that you're delivering in everything you do. To quote RuPaul, know who you are and deliver it at all times. And so it's figuring out that kind of like thing that you want to be known for. It needs to be authentic to you. It can't be phony. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Imagine you're applying for a job and the job involves being outside all day and you hate being outside, but you want the job. And so you say, I'm a person who loves to be outside. And that's how you position yourself, being outdoorsy as part of your brand. And then they hire you and you have to spend all day outside, but you hate that, you know? So there's that element of it, especially coming out of school. It's like you just want a job, right? Because it's scary to not have a job, but like you want the right job. And so it's having the right brand, make sure that the right people want to keep talking to you and the wrong people pass, you know? And the other thing is, if you have like a really phony brand and people are going to smell that and it's gross. You know, I was talking to someone at work about doing this and I was like, yeah, I'm talking about personal branding. And they were saying that they really bristle at the idea of personal branding. And this is someone who also works in branding. And the reason is because the idea of like going through the process of manufacturing a personal brand, like seems like it could get into phony territory. That's why people bristle at the idea, but really it's not something you shouldn't be afraid of. It's a really useful tool.
You've dedicated your career to this. I mean, you got an education in it, you're working in it, you have your own. How important would you say that it is? Or why? Why have them? Why develop one?
Yeah, I think it's totally like completely essential. And granted, I'm a little bit biased by virtue of what I do. But, you know, it's even just that base level, tell me about yourself, being able to answer that question in a focused way consistently every time. It's so much nicer than not having a response prepared. Not that you should be like scripted necessarily, but like going into that question, knowing what to say, that's great. But it also keeps you focused on, like for me, I went through a job hunt in March where I was looking for my next opportunity. And like, I really had to ask myself, what do I want to accomplish? You know, what do I want to do? And it meant showing up really authentically in interviews. And that meant that I got offers from places where I would have been happy to work. And I am somewhere where I'm happy working. And I didn't get offers from places that I would not have been happy working. It really creates some efficiencies when you don't have to pull for answers or question like kind of what your talking points are, or like even as you're building your LinkedIn, kind of knowing what you're about makes it a lot easier than just grasping in the dark. Because like for me, right, I have that people puzzles performance. Like when I'm not sure what to write, I can always bring it back to that. It also makes you more memorable. You know, so I was a film and media studies major. And one thing that you learn is like, what's a log line? You know, what's that 25 words or 50 words you use to describe what a movie is about? And like, there's a reason why that's a thing that we're taught. It's important. Having your own log line is great because not only will it make you memorable because you've efficiently been able to tell your story in 25 to 50 words, but it's going to make it easier for people to talk about you, whether it's, oh, I don't have an opportunity for you, but I can deliver the message that you exist to someone I know who might have an opportunity for you very efficiently. Otherwise, it's like, oh, I know this person and they sort of like these things. And I don't know, it's too much trouble to deliver this this message that this person might be a good fit. And it makes it easier for people to talk about you too, which is really valuable. And then there's that last piece, that filter of wanting to get hired for the right things and not wanting to get hired for the wrong things. I think that there's a lot of value and that, as scary as it can be to actively know that you're filtering out bad opportunities by being yourself, but it's better to be yourself and be happy.
Yeah, totally. When I was on the job hunt, I looked at companies and looked at kind of their mission and value statement and their brand to say, oh, can I see myself fitting there? So not only do you have your personal brand, you have that company's brand. And I think what you're mentioning is that they kind of meet. And does that then develop the company culture? Does that have an impact on how you feel when you're at your workplace?
100%. So taking my own company, for example, so the values of my company are smart, nice, unstoppable, inclusive. And all of those are really important to me. You know, I'm in a thinking field, so smart is kind of a given. But I do really want to be around smart people who challenge me. I'm young in my career, and I want to be able to learn from them. The nice part, like, I work in marketing in New York. You know, it's not nice everywhere. I work in an industry that has historically been pretty not nice in a lot of cases and pretty toxic in a lot of cases. So nice is really important to me. Unstoppable is cool. I like the fire of it. That's exciting. And then that inclusive piece is a really big deal to me, both just as a queer person who wants to feel comfortable at work, but also in a thinking career where we're putting ideas together, having those diverse perspectives. Like, if everyone in the room is the same, or people in the room who think differently aren't comfortable to speak up, like, that's not going to create good work. And ultimately, this work has my name on it. So it's important for me that it do good work.
So Sam, looking back at your college journey at ASU and your career so far in New York, what have you learned from experience when it comes to branding or marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. My education was a huge part of what prepared me to be doing what I'm doing now. And it's something I leverage in interviews. I've leveraged it when talking to clients. I leverage it because one of the reasons why I got hired was because I have the background I do. And part of my background is that education in film. I already mentioned the idea of writing log lines. You know, that ability to write efficiently is really important, just like a hard skill. But then that storytelling, really kind of bringing that storytelling out and being able to be inspirational and like how things connect to each other and deliver that in a compelling way is really valuable for what I do. You know, critical thinking is when you're doing a liberal arts degree and you're writing lots of essays. You know, it's, I always joke that I was a film major because it was an English degree for people who can't read. But the truth about studying film is you're reading a whole lot and you're also watching movies. But that kind of ability to connect those ideas is really valuable and something I got from there. And then also I took advantage of being able to do an independent study during my senior year. I knew when I went back to school, I wanted to do FMS because I wanted to go into advertising or marketing in some form. Didn't know exactly what form that would take yet. And I knew that it was really important for me to seek out opportunities to learn about exactly what I wanted to know. So I did an independent study looking at the history of marketing to queer people. So that is something that has been really valuable, both in terms of like knowing the marketing playbook of how targeted this demographic that like as a queer person I get asked about, you know, but also just following my curiosity and having that history and just being able to come in with that context is really valuable just as a person, like having an interesting story to tell. So really, yeah, taking advantage of what ASU had, especially with that independent study, has been huge. During June, my company does like cool programming. During Pride Month, I ran an hour-long lunch and learn where I presented the findings of my independent study that I had done at ASU in front of my company. And 100 people showed up and listened to me talk about queer marketing, which was like really, really cool and an awesome experience that I was able to have and only able to have because of my time at ASU.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing what you've learned from experience and all the guidelines of how to best build your brand. I'm going to call a friend. I'm going to work on my brand. I think that's great advice for our students here in the college as they head out into the job market. For students that want to connect with Sam, you can actually connect with them on LinkedIn. To spell their name, it's SamLaubach. Or you can email them at sam@antagonist.studio. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out the college's YouTube channel, or visit thecollege.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.